USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is meeting with law enforcement officials at the White House. Now, the president is appalled by the calls to reduce or eliminate funding for police departments.
This has been a very strong year for less crime. Let's put it that way, less crime. And there's a reason for less crime. That's because we have great law enforcement. I'm very proud of them. There won't be defunding. There won't be dismantling of our police. And there's not going to be any disbanding of our police. Our police have been letting us live in peace, and we want to make sure we don't have any bad actors in there. And
former Vice President Joe Biden breaking with the group Black Lives Matter and saying he does not support defunding the police. And your final numbers on Wall Street at the closing bell. Dow gained 461 points to finish at 27,572. This is USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
Former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin's bail is being set at more than $1 million. That comes following his initial court appearance on Monday. He'll be back in court on June 29th. New York City's transit systems reopened. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the latest.
The head of the MTA, Pat Foy, is urging all subway and bus riders to still use face coverings. He also says the MTA is doing its part by doing very rigorous cleaning.
Every car is being disinfected every night, stations twice a day. We're going to continue that disinfecting. We're doing some really innovative piloting with ultraviolet light, which kills the COVID-19 virus.
Ridership was expected to soar come Monday morning as hundreds of thousands of people were expected to go back to work, but reports are ridership was light on both the subway and buses. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
The coronavirus and protests across the country after the death of George Floyd may have pushed the Jeffrey Epstein story off the front pages, but new reporting and allegations are keeping the story alive. First, the Netflix documentary Filthy Rich, and now a new book by reporters Alana Goodman and Daniel Harper called A Convenient Death, also are bringing to light new stories and new revelations regarding Epstein. I had a chance to catch up with Daniel Harper. He's author of that book, A Convenient Death, and I asked him what's new with the case and how the court of public opinion has changed regarding Epstein's death being ruled a suicide versus murder.
Public opinion shifted, right? So right when he first died, it was about a third of the country thought that he was murdered. And a few months later, it was more than half the country thought that he was murdered. So I think the public perception has shifted. Our government and has not at all caught up with it, right? So as soon as he died, there was questions about, well, let's see the camera, let's see the videotape. Well, all of a sudden those things start disappearing and we start losing evidence and we start, you know, the medical examiner in New York City, for instance, they did an autopsy and then they changed their mind. They said at first they ruled it inconclusive, and then when they announced it as, a suicide by hanging.
For more news, you can always find us online at usaradio.com or check us out on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.